Custom plumbing.
Hi, this is Brian with Cardiff. I had just received a call.
Yeah, I was going to call you back later. Got a couple questions for you. I was talking to the owner this morning.
Yeah.
And basically what we're looking for, I tell you the truth, we have a pretty high material bill that we're trying to get down, and we have one of those daily payments.
Okay.
But we wanted something that's not daily.
Right.
Do you guys do any kind of financing that's on a monthly basis?
Yeah, definitely. We do weekly and monthly, as well as daily. How much is the bill that you're looking to consolidate?
It's probably going to be about $200,000 altogether for both. Because we want
to
pay off, and we want to go ahead and pay off the material bill, and then just have one payment.
Right. Okay. And who's the material bill with right now that you're paying off?
Axman, Heijoka Company.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
It's Heijoka Company.
Okay.
And let's see, I've got it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we have a
massive
car.
Okay. The balance is $78,940.42.
78,900 4 78,940.42. Sorry, I just got really mixed up there.
I can't take, so don't worry.
And what's the other bill that you're trying to pay off?
It is. Let me find seat from them here, because we just, but that weekly, I mean daily, is killing us. It's killing us.
Okay.
We could do so much better with monthly because of the simple fact, you know, we're construction, so some of our builders pay us back in 30 days, some pay us in 60, and some pay us in 90.
Yeah.
So, and just, we right now, the cash flow is really, really bad for us.
Okay.
We got a lot of work, we're working hard, and we got a lot of companies. So, you know, the payback is no problem.
Okay.
It's getting through. All right, let's see. Let me find. Take me just a minute. I'm sorry, I'm not prepared. Oh, got one here. I just got it.
Would it be okay if I gave you to my senior rep? Because she might be able to give you, like, some offers. I think we have a 90-day deferred program, which I think would definitely help you guys, but I'm not sure if that would be for working capital or equipment financing. Would it be okay if I transferred you over to her?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Definitely. Her name is Jaw, and yeah, she's worked here a lot longer than I have, so she'll definitely know what she can do for you.
Okay. Great.
All right. Just give me a second.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for holding. This is Shaw.
Hi, Shaw. This is Robin with Custom Plumbing Services. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I was just telling Brian what we're looking for is we have a pretty high material bill that we're trying to get cut back down.
Okay.
And it's basically working capital, but what we wanted to do is we have a daily loan.
Uh-huh.
And to be honest, that thing's killing us.
Yeah.
We're trying to find something that we can get on a monthly term.
Okay.
And what we wanted to do was combine these two bills.
Uh-huh.
One balance is $74,678 and the other is $78,000.
Okay.
And so what we were sort of looking for is like $200,000 on a monthly basis, if any way possible.
Okay, I can take a look and see what we can do for you. So, from his notes here, it looks like you have one that's like, hey, Joko? Hey.
Yeah, that is the material, the outstanding material bill we got that we want to pay off.
Okay.
And that's for $78,940.42.
Okay, and then what's the second one?
The other one is Can Capital.
Can Capital.
And the ending balance as of 5/23, I haven't gotten the 6/23 one yet,
okay,
is $74,678.96.
Okay. And they're both doing a daily draw for you?
No, the Can Capital is a daily draw.
Okay.
The Heijoka is, it's one of our material bills, and we've just
mm-hmm.
gotten behind on it.
Okay.
And they're wanting us to pay like a big lump sum every week.
I see.
It's more beneficial for us to try to find something monthly
mm-hmm.
for both.
Okay. The Heijoka one, is that like a accounts, like a payable that you're basically trying to pay off right now? You have a payment plan, and that's the weekly draw?
It's an accounts payable. It's a,
mm-hmm.
it's a supply bill is what it is. It's
supply bill.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know,
do you have like
mm-hmm. up on, but this one we just can't get caught up on, and we wanted just to try to pay it off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you have like a deadline that you have to pay the whole material bill off?
They want it within, I think, by the end of year, because they're wanting us to pay $3,000 a week on this.
Mm.
Yeah. So cool. Between that and what is 21.92 times 5 and the $2,100 a week, we're already paying for the Can Capital. I mean, that's $5,000 a week. So we need.
Oh wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, if we can get something even $4,000 or $5,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
$5,000 a month in payment. Okay, just writing some notes here. Okay, well, how much is your daily draw for Can Capital?
$421.92.
Okay. So you're paying about, you said, yeah, it's about $5,000 a week. So you're looking at five times for $20,000 a month in just payments.
Yeah, and that's just two payments, so that's killing us.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, we're on our books, I keep about $100,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't necessarily get it within every month. It's 30, mm-hmm. 60, 90 days out. We're trying to keep rolling capital of $100,000. Right now we got $124,000 on the books. And
okay.
For the past 3 months, that's been about what we've had. And like I said,
okay.
Looking future-wise, we've got a lot of work coming up.
Mm. Yeah, you don't want to use up your capital then since you have some works coming up, especially if you're 30, 60, 90 on a net.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We can't continue to try to pay off this material bill and this
yeah.
and get the material we need for the building.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
so
okay.
We're heading to a brick wall is what we're doing.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, I can see what we can do for you. What I can do is I can see if we can basically pay off the Can Capital one, get you the additional capital so you can pay off the material bill you have.
Okay.
And we do have daily, weekly, and monthly payment plans, too. I can try to see what we can do where we can get you, like, maybe a weekly or monthly. I just can't give you, like, 100% guarantee that it's going to be a monthly, but I can try our best to, you know, get you into one
yeah,
of those programs.
If it's not monthly, he's not going to do it because that's the problem
mm-hmm.
we're running into.
We
know
mm-hmm.
we can come up, you know, by month end,
mm-hmm.
but just trying to come up with it every day when we're not getting paid, you know,
yeah.
60 days out, it's killing us.
Mm-hmm. What if we combine, would it be okay if he's interested in this, combine both the material bill and the Can Capital payment that you have into one weekly payment instead of, you know, you have a daily of the Can Capital and a month and a weekly for the material where we can lump it all into one weekly payment for both?
No, because we're still running into the same problem. Some weeks we don't even get checks.
See,
that's
I see.
The problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We gotta buy the time to come up with it monthly.
Because
what
I
I'm
see.
Saying is this weekly is draining our account every day.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And there's not enough money until
uh-huh.
the next comes in. So
yeah. Okay. Okay.
More trouble.
Okay. How's kind of like the cash flow for the month? Do you basically get paid like, you know, the first of the month, and then you get another deposit at like the end of the month?
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. We have like 7 different builders, and they all pay differently. We have some builders that pay 60 days out, some that pays 30 days out, some that pays 90 days out, but none that pays weekly.
Mm-hmm. I see. They basically pay you a lump sum when it is up, you know, when they're the net 30, net 60, or 90. They just get a lump sum that they pay you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of. That's why we're wanting the 200, because I'd like to get a little bit of cushion in here, so that way, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
To help have cash flow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, we like to. Yeah, I'll let them know. Yeah, I'll let the underwriter know. You know, what type of payment plan you're looking to do, and you know the reasoning behind it. You know, we'll base the loan on how the business flow is, basically. So it sounds like for you, it would be beneficial to, you know, to have it all into a lump sum of a monthly payment. So I'll let them know that's just what you're looking for, and we'll try our best to get you qualified for that those programs there. Do you, by any chance, know what the owner's like credit look like?
His is pretty good. I'm pretty sure his is good.
Okay, so like national average is about 680. Do you think it is like above that or below that or about the 680?
His personally or business?
Personal.
It's probably above 680. Yeah.
Okay, that'd be good. That would definitely help the file. And we do check the personal, but the loan itself will be business-based. So it would be on the business credit and not his personal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you said you have some projects coming up right now that you'll need the additional capital for. What kind of projects are they?
Well, one of our builders is coming. He's got 10 houses he's going to rebuild.
Okay.
And we have another builder that's building 18 houses. And what we do is we supply all the plumbing. So I'm talking about the sewer and water, the groundworks, the rough end, and the final. We supply all the fixtures, the tubs, the water heaters, everything.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, see, that's where we're going to hit a wall if we don't do something. Because
yeah, exactly. You're going to miss out on a lot of money, too.
Yeah. By the time we pay the weekly payments and try to pay, you know, payroll and the regular bills, we have nothing left.
It's
showing on the books, but
yeah, it sounds like it's, you know, it's coming up soon. When are these projects starting?
We're doing them now.
Oh, you're already doing them. Okay.
Yeah.
How much output do you need right now, or how much are you outputting right now for these projects?
Quite a bit. That's why we have, you know, this big bill that we're the $70,000 is one of the problems. We've got like 3 different supply houses. One, we just write a check for it when we get the stuff, so we owe nothing on it. The other one, we probably owe about $50,000, and we pay them, you know, we pay them usually weekly or monthly, as soon as we get it.
It's
pretty much caught up with them. The one we're having problems with is the one that I'm wanting to try to take care of.
Yeah.
You know, we've gotten too far behind, and between trying to pay everything and buy all the material, we just don't have enough.
Yeah. How much materials do you normally need per house?
Probably like, let's see, 1,500. Probably about 5,000 per house.
Okay. And what type of return on investment do you normally get from that, from the 5K in materials?
Just depends on the house. Some houses we make like $3,000 profit. Some we make $5,000 profit on.
Okay. Yeah, it depends on how big the house is too, right? And
it does.
The materials
and
stuff.
They're putting in and
yeah. Yeah. Okay. Like the quality of it and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
And sometimes it depends on how fast our plumbers can do them. Some of the houses they can do in 2 days.
Right.
Some they can do 3 or 4.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it depends on how, you know, where the house is, too. If it's, you know, on a hill, you know, it probably takes longer and more work.
I know. So you know.
Yeah, my dad's actually in construction, that's why.
Yeah, and you know how up and down it is.
Yeah, exactly. Well, at least, you know, it's going into the best season right now for, you know, building and everything.
That's our basic goal is, mm-hmm. and, you know, if we can get this off our back, what we'll do is we'll probably pay more payments if we have more money.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, when it's due in the month's time, if we have more money, we'll apply it to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just need a safety net, and I don't have one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Now, we can do something for you.
Cash flow poor is what we are.
But yeah.
No, it's killing us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I've heard from other customers, too, you know, like other construction companies, you know, for them, they work for the government, and they're like net, you know, 90 or net 120 and something crazy like that. And so for them, it's just, you know, you got to plan way ahead of time.
And see, that's the point I'm trying to make. That's where I need to be, and I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, we'll help you with that. No worries. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I see here from our file that you guys been in business since 1994. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And what was the gross annual sales like last year?
My report I got in front of me.
Yeah. Are you the controller?
I'm the manager.
Okay. Close enough. You know what's going on with the money and everything.
Yeah, I'm the money lady. You definitely. Okay, let's see. Now, see, the way our year ends is we go from October to October. So... but I can go from January to January. It wouldn't much matter. All right, so let's go from January 2015 to January 2016. All right, job income was
$1,190,936.
Okay. But see, job costs, materials... was actually, I was trying to figure out if it'd show me that, but it won't.
It's a pretty good report if it does.
Our net income was almost $100,000 after everything.
Net income, $100,000. Okay.
So that's our profit. Was
okay. After paying off, paying everyone's salaries and everything
all
too, right?
Expenses, the trucks, mm-hmm. subcontractors, yeah, everything.
Mm-hmm. I see, okay. How's this year going for you guys so far? Are you guys, you know, from your experience, you know, are you guys tracking about the same or,
Wow. For 6 months from January, I was about to get excited. I'm like, where'd that money go? Hang on. Oh, wow. From January 1st till June 1st, we're
uh-huh.
$515,000?
Yeah. Okay. So, yes, you're tracking about the same, maybe. Yeah, probably about the same. And hopefully, you know, and then the next 2 months, it sounds like it's going to be really busy. So,
it's going to
be good. Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect. Well, it sounds like, you know, we can... you know, definitely do something for you, and I'll let the underwriters know, you know, what you're looking to do, and I'll try my best to get you qualified for that, you know, the program you're looking for.
Yeah,
what I'll do is I can... Sorry, what was that?
He won't accept anything but monthly. I mean, that's what he's
yeah.
going out the door this morning.
Yeah, understand.
If you find something monthly, we'll talk. If not, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes sense, you know. Well, you know, why get into something else that's not going to work out for you, right?
Well, I mean, we've tried the daily, and now they're wanting weekly, and we just know that the way our cash flow is, we can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
You know, we don't want to get in more trouble. We want to go forward.
So. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh, so did they offer you a weekly already?
No, the payment for the material, they're wanting weekly.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant Can Capital offer you the weekly.
No, there's daily. They have, I think they have offered it weekly. I don't know. I know they won't do monthly.
Mm, okay. And sometimes when you refi with capital companies, it looks like, you know, you're paying less in interest, but in the end they're tacking off on more and you don't even know about it.
Correct.
Yeah, when you do the refi.
Many Now, they have a big fee, too. What's the fee like for you guys?
We don't have a fee. You mean like for application fee, or what do you mean?
Well, theirs is like they want their interest and stuff up front.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. No, we don't do that. You pay principal and interest at the same time.
Okay.
And yeah.
Well, we won't know what that is until you run us.
Right, exactly, yeah. But it's basically set payment, and we do interest and principal at the same time. So we don't do the interest first and then the principal. That's kind of, that sounds pretty crazy, actually. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, so that's, mm-hmm. We just want to get out of that mess.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Pretty easy, but we want to go back to monthly. And,
mm-hmm. Okay, have you gone to, like, your own personal, or not your personal bank, but, like, the company's bank to try to see what they can do for you guys?
I don't do anything without some kind of putting your house up or...
Collateral. Putting the company up, putting all the equipment up.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
And, I mean, we do have a couple pieces of equipment, but, you know, if we have to do that, but...
Yeah.
You know.
But, you know, if you can avoid it, it's best to just avoid it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, if they run it for monthly, how is it still just 12 months, or how far out do you guys go?
Our longest term is 3 years, but usually for first-time borrower, the longest is about 24 to 26 months. Rarely do I see 36 for, like, first-time borrower, but... yeah, so usually the longest would be 24 to 26 months for first-time borrowers.
See, that's going to be an astronomical payment, too, isn't it?
Depends, you know. It depends on what it all comes out to be, you know, what the interest and stuff like that. So everyone, you know, qualifies for different interests and stuff.
Yeah, because because, see, that's what I keep trying to tell him. We're probably going to have to go through a bank in order to get what we're looking to get, you know. Because, you know, all these are really good, but they're also short-term, which makes the payments. But I can see y'all's point, too, if you're not getting any collateral.
You know, it's...
About 10 years with no collateral, that would be...
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, SBA loans are great, you know, there's 10 years, really, low interest rate and all that, but, you know, you're putting your whole business up for collateral, and plus, you know, basically, you know, they have all the collateral, and they're holding it hostage until you pay it all off in, like, 10 years.
Well, I just wanted to follow up.
Yeah, but, well, I can see what we can get you, and then we can run numbers and all that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, do you just call me back with it, email it, or how do you want to do it?
I'll send over, we just need the application, which is just a one-page app, and then just December to May bank statement, so 6 months of bank statement, and then the most recent tax return. Now, do you guys have 2015's tax return already?
No.
You don't? Okay. You have an extension on it? Or
no.
Extension on 24? Yeah.
Our corporate runs from October to October, so our year end for 2015.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. So we'll just do 2014's then.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I do have that.
Okay, sounds good. So I'll send over the list and the application, and then once you're able to send it all back to us, we'll be able to, you know, send it over to the underwriter and get you an answer in a day or two.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, if they will stretch it for 36, that would really help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as
yeah.
far as they stretch it, no monthly.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, that's like, obviously that would be like the best, you know, best situation. But, yeah, I'll put a request for it, and then we can see what they can do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And what was your name again?
My name is Ja. It's J-I-A.
All right. Thank you so much, Ja. I appreciate it. Now, you do have my email, correct?
No, I was just about to ask you. What's your email?
It's custom, C-U-S-T-O-M, and then it's P-L-B-G, like Paul, Larry, Boy, George, at Verizon.net.
Okay, so custom, P-L-B-G, at Verizon.net. Okay, perfect. Do you know when you might be able to get the items into me?
Hopefully today.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, and then you can answer fax or email, you know, whichever one is easier for you. So, and then once you send it, we'll give you a call just to, you know, let you know that we got everything, and then we can go from there.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Good talking to you.
All right, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.